The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from Wenatchee Valley Community College in Wenatchee, Washington, the site of a two-day tournament. It's the third annual Native American Classic Basketball Tournament, sponsored by Wenatchee Valley Community College and the Confederated Tribes of the Colville and I think Yakima Indians. I actually do not have a program. They didn't have a program that usually lists all that, but this is the third year in a row I've been up here, so I think I'm pretty accurate on that. It's typically a tournament that combines area high school teams, preference that at least a few of the teams have Native American heritage backgrounds to them, and then it's also some community college teams, and then they mix up the games. Tonight's games are back-to-back high school games. I haven't honestly seen the whole schedule of games, and then tomorrow we'll be over at the Toyota Center, which is a Coliseum-type venue where the Wenatchee minor league hockey team plays, and they have a hockey game tonight, so the games are over here at Wenatchee Valley. But tomorrow we'll be at the Toyota Center, and the Irish's opponent tonight, the Cascade Kodiaks of Leavenworth, Washington, just 20 miles up the road. They're a 1A school, and they'll be the opponent. The Irish boys are already out on the court warming up. Cascade has not come out of the locker room yet. The Irish come into the ball game with a 6-2 overall record, but uncharacteristically from the last few years, they have lost two of their last three games, both of their losses to teams that are currently undefeated and ranked number one and number two in the state at the 1B level. We'll talk about that as we get into the pregame show. So DeSales Irish boys basketball, tournament style, on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at Wenatchee Valley Community College. The clock shows 13 minutes left in the warm-up period. It's a 7 o'clock scheduled tip off, and Cascade of Leavenworth was out shooting around earlier, well before the official warm-up time started, but they haven't been out here for about 10 minutes, so I'm not quite sure what's going on, but they're ready to play. I'm sure they're here. The game prior to this was Tulalip Heritage versus Lake Roosevelt. Tulalip Heritage will be the Irish's opponent tomorrow at 11 a.m. Tulalip beat Lake Roosevelt in a very tight ball game. I was able to watch most of the fourth quarter. Beat Lake Roosevelt 60-57. Tulalip Heritage, a very good team. The Irish opponent tomorrow. And we played Tulalip last year at state tournament, beat them in the quarterfinals, and they have basically their whole roster back. So tomorrow will be a really tough matchup. The Cascade Kodiaks of Leavenworth, their record at the 1A level is 2-6 overall. They play in the Caribou Trail League. There are only three teams in that league. OMAC, Chelan, and Cascade. Cascade did play a game earlier this year down in the Walla Walla Valley. They played College Place on January 3rd at College Place and lost to the Hawks 58-47. So the Irish boys will try to get some momentum back after losing two of their last three ball games against very good teams, as I mentioned in the opener. They lost to Moses Lake Christian 54-44 on January 2nd at the Christmas Classic. Then they beat Asotin 83-57 in the consolation game of that Christmas Classic. Then on Wednesday, Liberty Christian jumped on the Irish boys right away. Liberty Christian came into the Irish gym on Wednesday undefeated at 9-0, outscored the Irish 17-7 in the first quarter. It was even game after that, but the Irish never could recover from that 10-point deficit loss, 58-51. Slow start was obviously an issue, inconsistency on defense and on rebounding at times, and finishing shots inside. That seems to be a bit of a bugaboo for the Irish so far this season, in my opinion, especially when the play gets real physical. So they've got to continue to improve at finishing on the inside. Plenty of time to do that. The comeback effort was nice. They did win the second half 30-25. And Spencer Green, he got it going after a slow start. One of the top scoring players in the state, the 5'10 senior, is always the number one focus of the opposing defensive strategy. He was held without a point in the first quarter, but ended up scoring 23 points for the game, hit five Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, and hit all of his free throws. So areas of improvement for the Irish during this tournament weekend, in my opinion, get more balance with the offense, with Green being the focus of everybody's defensive plan. The other guys got to find ways to contribute and take some of the pressure off Spencer. And be more consistent with the defensive effort. At times, the Irish look like they can really shut an opponent down, but then there's times where they just give up some real easy shots. Cascade's two most recent games last weekend, they were hosted Cashmere and lost 62-9. Cashmere, one of the top 1A programs athletically in the state. They played in the football championship game against Royal City and lost by 1 point. And they're very good every year in all sports, but they really got after Cascade on Friday. Then Saturday, the Kodiaks, as I mentioned, traveled down to College Place and got beat 58-47. So the Cascade Kodiaks of the 1A classification with a 2-6 record are 0-2 in their division and their conference, the Caribou Trail League. So the Irish boys on paper should be able to get some confidence going into what will be a very challenging matchup tomorrow against Tulalip Heritage. That's a look at the two teams and how they've done recently. We'll be right back with a look at the lineups and rosters and schedule of upcoming games, all kinds of stuff. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back with a look at the schedule of upcoming games. The DeSales girls are not playing this weekend. And the Irish boys, of course, will play tomorrow, as I mentioned, against Tulalip Heritage, 11 a.m. tip-off for that one. Then Monday, the girls and boys travel to Touche for a Southeast 1B Grape Division doubleheader. Girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys. And then they're right back at it on Tuesday against Walla Walla Valley Academy at Walla Walla Valley Academy and College Place. Again, at 6 p.m. girls tip off, boys at 7:30. So the Irish boys, pretty busy. They played Wednesday. No game Thursday. They're here Friday. They're here in Wenatchee on Saturday. No game on Sunday. Then they play Monday and Tuesday. So four games in 5 days for Coach Eric's Wood guys as they try to get caught up on their schedule after the late start due to the state football championship game. The victorious Irish football team won state on December 5th, and a lot of schools had already played three or four basketball games by then. So the Irish making up for that in this stretch of four games in 5 days. So that's a look at the schedule. Teams continue to warm up. I usually have to kind of wait till they go over to the sideline, sit in the chairs before I can figure out who the starters are. But we'll take a look at the Cascade Leavenworth roster and hopefully have the starters for you when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great value. And a Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co. Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Wenatchee Valley Community College at the third annual Native American Classic Basketball Tournament, sponsored by Wenatchee Valley Community College and the Confederated Tribes of the Colville and Yakima Indians. And the Irish boys trying to get this 4 games in 5 days stretch off to a positive note, and with a really tough matchup coming up tomorrow against a very good Tulalip Heritage team that played the earlier game here and won 60-57 over a very good Lake Roosevelt program. Lake Roosevelt handed the Sales a loss at this tournament last year. They're a perennial state qualifier at the 2B level. Now let's take a look at the Kodiak roster. They have 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors, 3 juniors, only 1 sophomore, and then 3 freshmen listed on the roster. So they have some senior experience and then get pretty young after that. Not much height. They do have one player, Micah Wilder, a 6'5" senior. Actually, I missed the next guy right below him is 6'3". So they do have some height. Max Spiegel, another senior, is 6'3". And then after that, they've got a couple 6-footers, a couple 5'10 players, and some 5'9 players. So they do have some height. And now they're heading over to their respective seating areas. So, old cinder block gymnasium. They've got a nice scoreboard straight across from where I'm sitting. Only bleachers on one side of the gym. Gym is trimmed in black and silver, the colors of Wenatchee Valley Community College. And then the scores table is across from my vantage point right here at half court. And then they've got cushioned chairs with Wenatchee Valley College, WVC, on the backs of the chairs. Irish will be the designated home team in the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. The Kodiaks will be the designated road team on the scoreboard, even though they're a lot closer, driving down here to Wenatchee, about 20 miles or so from Leavenworth, Washington. Red uniforms, white numbers, and cascade across the front of their jerseys. So we're going to take one more quick break. I'll have the starting lineups and opening tip-off when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, the teams have gone over to their bench areas, and we'll have the starting lineups. The Cascade Leavenworth Kodiaks, under head coach Sean Erickson. Julian Finney, a 5'10 junior, will start. Milo Gibbs, a 6-foot sophomore, will start. Gene Witt, a 5'10" junior, will start. Thayer Robison, a 6-foot junior, will start. And Max Spiegel, a 6'3" senior, will start. So the 6'5" senior listed in the roster is in uniform. It is not a starter, that being Micah Wilder. For Coach Wood, Spencer Green, the 5'10" senior, will start the 23-point game against Liberty Christian on Wednesday. Cohen Wood, a 6-foot junior, will start. He had 8 on Wednesday. Maddox Phelan, the 5'9" senior, will start. Held to just 6 points against Liberty Christian all in the first half. Maddox had a string of double-digit scoring games ended there. Manning Phelan, the 5'10" senior, will start. He had a tough game also against Liberty Christian, scored 4 points and fouled out of the ballgame. And Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, who was a fixture in the Irish lineup last year, broke his finger at in the first football playoff game. He's played sparingly here early on. After coming back from that injury, he will start, and he will jump it up and tip it into backcourt, but the Kodiaks run it down. So Cascade will run their offense down to my left in front of the DeSales bench. Irish playing man-to-man defense. Up top it goes to Robinson. Now over to Gibbs. Left wing, 3 down the way by Feeney. Won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Maddox Phelan. Irish want to run quickly up court to Spencer Green, and he'll, miss the lay-in. Rebound by Phelan. Phelan can't hit, and that's what's been going on for the Irish. Spencer Green, wide open from the lay-in on the left side, went up with his right hand and missed it. And there's a shot made by Max Spiegel, the 6'3 senior, as Cascade runs the other way and gets it inside. So they score first. But Spencer went from the left wing right to the rim, missed it, and then Manning Phelan missed a putback. And now they get it low to Manning, and he muscles his way inside and banks it in. We're tied at 2. Irish show a 2-2-1 press. Long pass up court to Spiegel. Gets it off to Robison. Robison's shot is blocked out of there by Malachi Raymond, and then Malachi retrieved it and threw it up court, but they're going to say he stepped on the end line. Okay, but Malachi, an athletic block shot, as Cascade had run the press break nicely and got a shot up, but Malachi blocked it from behind. Inbounding the ball is Cascade. Now with it is Finney on the right wing. Green on him. Knocks it away. Finney gets it back. Now to the high post to Spiegel. Back to Finney on the give and go cut. He can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. So Finney, between the circles, quick pass to the post, and then cut right down the lane to the high post, I should say. And Cascade turns it over. We're tied at 2. Just underway here at Wenatchee Valley Community College. Malachi Raymond outside the top of the arc. Finds Phelan underneath in between 2 players. Misses the shot. And it goes out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by Cascade. Manning, now they change it. Yeah, and it say it was off Manning. Manning got the ball in between 2 guys on a nice pass from Malachi. And then couldn't get it finished. It might have been partially blocked. And then it went off Manning out of bounds. Finney the other way. Gets it to Robinson. Kick out to Witt on the drive. His shot's blocked by either Phelan or Green. They were both there. Loose ball picked up by Wood. The Maddox Phelan quickly up court to Green. Green drives baseline. Pass right corner to Raymond. To Wood. Up top to Maddox Phelan. Maddox on the drive. Kick back to Wood. Cohen's 15-footer is good straight away. Good ball movement by the Irish. They lead it 4-0. Now with it on the right wing is Finney. A long pass at court knocked away by Wood. Loose ball taken by Phelan. Irish get a turnover off the press. Maddox will walk it into front court between the circles. Right corner pass to Green. 3 on the way. It's long. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Up top to Maddox Phelan. Maddox thought about a 3. Now he'll take the 3. Hits off the iron short. Won't go. Rebound Cascade. So the Irish got a couple of looks from beyond the arc there and couldn't get them to go. Quick pass up court goes to Robinson. Now to the top of the key to Gibbs. Gibbs, a sophomore, loses the ball between his leg, gets it back. Green is harassing him. Now he gets it to Finney. Finney was open for 3. It's a deep one, and it's good. He was just above the Community College men's line, and Finney, a 3 from straight away, gives the Kodiaks a 5-4 lead. Pass inside to Phelan, out of his reach, but he saves it from going out of bounds right to Malachi Raymond, who lays it in. The Irish back up 6-5. Long pass up court goes to Gibbs. From Gibbs to Spiegel. Now on the baseline to Finney. Finney in the lane to Robinson. Gets a shot up, won't go. Rebound tipped, controlled by Robinson. Now to Spiegel. Spiegel puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound tipped again, controlled by Cascade. Kick out for a three by Gibbs. Shot won't go. Finally, Malachi Raymond controls the rebound, and he wants to run up the sideline. And a cross-court pass to Wood down the corner to Filan. Back to Cohen on the right wing, up top to Green. Spencer drives to the right elbow. Kick out to Maddox. Irish up 6-5. Maddox Filan on the drive, finds Manning wide open in. There's a lay-in Manning Filan from his brother Maddox with the assist. Timeout Cascade. The Sales up 8-5. 4:05 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Nice sequence a moment ago there. Maddox Filan broke down the defense on the drive. Nice quick little bounce pass to Manning Filan, his senior brother, who laid it in. Irish up 8-5. Manning has 4 points for the Irish. After the timeout, Coach Wood will put three fresh players in the ballgame. There's a pass inside. Manning finally knocks it away, saves it from going out of bounds to Spencer Green. Jackson Gazelle, Mateo Jimenez, and Jake Warwick are all in the game for the Irish, along with Filan and Green. Filan shot inside off the mark, won't go. Slipped out of his hands, but the Irish run down the loose ball. Gazelle's got it left wing to Jimenez. Deep on the left wing. Jimenez, a freshman, but he plays varsity level speed all the time. Kick out to Green. Deep three, way off the mark. Rebound by Spiegel. Barely nicked the rim. That was way too strong. Gazelle on the deck with Gibbs. Gibbs retains possession. Now gets it to Finney. Finney up top to Witt. Irish defense trying to clamp down on the Kodiaks. Down low to Spiegel. Backing in on Filan. Puts up a tough shot. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Jimenez. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Irish up 8-5. Jimenez deep in the right wing, out near half court, gives it to Green, to Cazell. Inside to Filan, open inside, and he finishes. Manning Filan continues to be open near the basket, and the Irish are finding him. He has 6 points. The Irish are up 10-5. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Witt with the ball, gets it in the front court to Gibbs. Fights through a trap of Cazell and Jimenez in the left corner for a three attempt by Robinson. It's way off the mark. Air ball. Spencer Green has it, and he'll bring it into front court. Get it to Gazelle. Back to Spencer. Spencer on the drive. Right down the lane. Up strong, and he scores it. Put it in right over the front rim. Spencer exploded from the top of the key. You're right down the middle. Irish up 12-5. On a 6-0 run, I think, if I recall. Now right wing pass goes to Spiegel, finding wide open underneath Robinson. Now Coach Wood wants a timeout. DeSales trapping the ball on the sidelines, but nobody to defend underneath. 12-7, DeSales with the lead and the ball when we come back. 2:08 to go, first quarter. You're listening on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
After the timeout, Coach Wood will send Jackson Gazelle, Jake Warwick, and Caleb Bingham, three players that do not start. Bingham in for the first time. He's a 6'1 junior. Also in the ballgame, Maddox Filan and Malachi Raymond. So Spencer Green and Manning Filan getting their first breaks of the game. On the right wing, Warwick. Now the foul in area to Raymond, and back over on the right side to Warwick, and Warwick on a drive baseline, but he stepped on the sideline getting that drive started. He was all the way over in the corner, took a little rocker step, and stepped out of bounds. Irish turn it over. 12-7, Irish lead it. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Spiegel drives right elbow, gives it off to Witt. Witt on the drive, loses the handle. It goes right to Spiegel. Spiegel puts it up and in. So loose ball went right to Spiegel, and he laid it in. 12-9, Irish with a three-point lead and the ball. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Maddox Finland swings it top of the key to Raymond. Malachi will shoot a 17-footer straight away. He's got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net, just inside the three-point line. The six-foot junior has 4 points. Now a pass ahead against the press is knocked away by Bingham. Saved by Raymond to Bingham. Good hustle by Bingham and Malachi Raymond. I like it. 14-9. Warwick, an in-transition three. He'll hit it. Jake Warwick came up, just dropped in the first Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the game for the Irish, and they've opened up a 17-9 lead. He scored five in a row. Feeney has it. He has the only three-pointer for Cascade. His pass out stops, stolen by Cazell. Pass ahead to Warwick. He can't quite handle the pass, and it's stolen away by Witt. A nice long bounce pass by Cazell, but Jake just couldn't quite get a handle on it. Finney will take a tough shot in transition from 16 feet, and he hits it. On the run, picked up his dribble on the right wing and just drilled it. 17-11, Irish with the lead. They can play for one shot now as we're down to 20 seconds in the first quarter. Warwick will dribble to the top of the key and hand it off to Cazell between the circles. Now they'll give it to Maddox. Maddox will set the offense between the circles. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Kick out to Cazell. Three on the way. Hits off the mark. Rebound tip. Controlled by the Kodiaks. Cascade will throw it up from three-quarter court. And that's the end of the first quarter. DeSales leads 17-11. You're listening to Irish Basketball from Wenatchee, Washington on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to start the second quarter. DeSales will have the basketball. Spencer Green straight down the steps. I'm here at the top row of the bleachers right at half court. Go right down to the bottom step, and there's Spencer. He passes it inbound to Maddox Filan. Maddox, Manning, the Filan brothers are out there, Wood, Green, and Raymond. Kick in the corner to Maddox. Three on the way. It's good. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Right down in the bottom of the well. Rip City, nothing but net for Maddox. And there's a tip and a steal by Wood on the inbound as they put on the press. He gets it to Spencer Green. Spencer on the drive, splits the defense. He's fouled. Nice start to the second quarter for the Irish. Good ball movement. Got Maddox open for a three. And now a steal on the press. And now Spencer will take the first free throws for either team in a quickly played game so far. Spencer's first free throw is good. The foul was on number four, who just came into the game. That's Matthew Oakes, a 5'9" freshman. Spencer hits both free throws. He's got 4 points. Manning Filan leads all scorers with six. Now to front court comes Kyle Wilder, another freshman. He's trapped. Pass cross court, tipped off the hand of Malachi Raymond, right to Oakes. Oakes can't hit it. The rebound goes to number 22, Thayer Robinson, who puts it up and in. So the Kodiaks score off the rebound putback, 22-13 Irish. In the post to Manning Filan, there's a collision on the entry pass. That'll be a foul on Cascade. And that's going to be on Max Spiegel, his first. Irish will inbound down to my right underneath the basket. Spencer Green waiting for the ball. Thayer Robinson checks out. For the Cascade, they find Wood wide open underneath on the inbound. Nice play. Wood scores it. Set a little screen. Cohen came open. Spencer hit him nicely, and there's an over and back violation as Cascade. So Gene Witt came into front court and then passed it over to his right to Graham Campbell, a 6'1 senior, checked in. But Campbell was still in back court, had not come down in front court before he touched the ball. 6:53 to go in the half. Irish up 24-13. Backdoor cut, Wood to Green. Kick in the corner to Phelan. Three on the way out. The iron won't go. Wood tips it. Picked up by Phelan and scored. Cohen Wood keeps it alive. Manning's got eight. Irish up 26-13. They've doubled up on the Kodiaks of Cascade at Leavenworth. Pass into front court to Oaks. Oaks, the freshman down the baseline, goes to Witt. Witt on the drive, can't get any room to shoot, gets it up top to Graham Campbell. Campbell, one of four seniors on the roster. He's got the ball deep on the left wing. Pass up top to Witt. Now inside to Spiegel. Kick out to the freshman. Oaks shot off the mark, rebound to Sales. Malachi Raymond's got it coming the other way. Picks up the dribble at the top of the key, right wing to Maddox. Up top to Spencer. Spencer spins to his left, gets in the lane, kick out to Malachi. Malachi now on the drive, pass right wing to Maddox. Maddox on the baseline to Manningpine. Now the cutter of the basket is Cohen Wood. He's got a little turnaround jumper. He's got it. The Sales, good crisp passing. Then when the defense collapses and reacts to the ball, the unguarded player cuts to the basket. Oaks drives the other way, has it go off his leg and out of bounds. Didn't like that call. Irish now up 28-13, 5:42 to go in the half. So Cohen Wood, 6 points in the first half. Maddox, Manning, Phelan has eight. And Maddox, Phelan will bring it up court for the Irish. Wood, Raymond, Manning, Green, and the other Manning. The starting five for Coach Wood is out there. Little backdoor cut to Green. Catch and kiss it off the glass and in. Nice ball movement. Spencer's got six. Irish up 30-13. In the front court comes Oaks, the freshman. Crossover dribble gets to the left elbow. Kick it baseline to Spiegel. Now at top it goes to Robinson. Robinson back to Witt. Witt, junior. Drives to the basket, has some room to shoot, put it up off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip saved by Green to Manning Phelan. Manning gets it back to Spencer. The Irish doing a good job getting the loose balls. Maddox finds Raymond on the baseline, gets two players in the air, dumps it to Phelan. Manning leaves it short. Nice pass by Malachi. Manning just left it a little short off the front rim. Irish up 30-13, though. 4:40 to go in the half. Witt up court gets it to Oaks. Oaks pass in the middle to Spiegel. Spiegel backing in on Manning Phelan. The 6'3 player has his ball stripped away from him by Spencer Green. Spencer goes down court. Witt tries to cut him off. He will. He's triple teamed on the end line and then passes it right to Cascade. And there's a pass up court stolen by Maddox Phelan. Very ragged right there. Maddox in the lane. Cut off kick to Witt. Up top to Manning Phelan. He'll fire the three and he'll hit the three. The Manning brothers each have a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three now, and Manning, the 5'10 senior in double figures with 11 points. So kind of an ugly sequence there earlier. Spencer drove baseline, got quadruple teamed, and then turned and threw it right to one of the Kodiaks, and the Irish stole it right back and got the three from Manning. There's a shot inside missed by Cascade, rebound Malachi Raymond. Spin to Green. He goes all the way and spins the loop, misses the lay-in. In traffic, rebound, Manning Phelan. He scores it. Timeout on the floor. Manning Phelan right there for the rebound. Spencer spun right by his defender, but too much spin on the ball as it went off the backboard, spun all the way around the rim and came out, and Manning was right there to put it back in. 35-13 to Sales. We're heading close to halftime with the Irish at the big lead on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Okay. We're back to live action. Coach Wood has a fresh set of five players in there with his team up 35-13. Jason Guest is in for the first time, 5'10 senior. Jackson Gazelle's been in there. He's back, and he's a senior. Caleb Bingham, the junior's in there again. Warwick, sophomore, is in there. And in for the first time is Tice Wood, a 5'10 freshman. Shot missed by the Kodiaks, and Warwick with the rebound to Tice Wood up the right sideline. Cut off on the right wing. He'll reverse his dribble, get it to Gazelle between the circles. Coach Wood getting all his guys in the ball game here in the first half. Swing it around to Gazelle. Three on the way. He's got it. Irish very relaxed shooting the ball here in the second quarter. The third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the quarter. First basket of the game for Jackson Gazelle. Irish up 38-13. For the Kodiaks, Finney with it. Finney has their leading score of 5 points. Gibbs goes baseline to lose, that's Witt, and Witt loses it out of bounds. Another Kodiak turnover. 38-13 Irish, 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Kodiaks 2-6 on the season, the Irish 6-2. Kodiaks will play Lake Roosevelt tomorrow. DeSales will play Tulalip Heritage tomorrow. Tulalip beat Lake Roosevelt 60-57 in the game prior to this. Guest gets the ball in the right elbow, turns and shoots and scores. Nice catch and shoot by Jason Guest. Caught it just above the right elbow, turned and knocked it down. Irish up 40-13. Witt drives baseline, cut off by Bingham. Bingham rips the ball away from Caleb Bingham, the All-State linebacker at the 1B level. Those were announced last week. Right corner to Guest, another All-State football player. He misses a shot. Warwick with the rebound. Tries to dump it into Bingham, and it slapped away, and it goes out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. Hudson Hall was also All-State. He was actually named Player of the Year, which is very, I don't say rare, but not very common for an offensive defensive lineman to be named Player of the Year. But so quite an honor for Hudson Hall. Cohen Wood was an All-State quarterback. And Manning Filan, an All-State defensive lineman. And Coach Richards, the DeSales Irish, of course, 14-0 in the state champions. Down low, Finney loses the handle of the ball. Wood comes out of it. That's Tice. Tice has it taken away by Gibbs. And now Gibbs will shoot on the baseline. Shot won't go. It's getting really wild out there. Right now. The Kodiaks get the ball and get it to number three. That's Evan Salmon, a freshman. He falls to the ground but gets it inside to Spiegel. Spiegel puts it up strong. Won't go. Rebound Gazelle. A minute to go in the half. Irish up 40-13. Pass left wing to Wood. Down low to Nick Quattle, who's checked in. It's too high and off his hands. A little bounce pass might be a little easier one to handle in that situation. Inside a minute to go now. Only one field goal here in the second quarter for Cascade after the Irish led 17-11 after 8 minutes. And now Wood steals it away from Finney out front. Tyson will let the defense go by. Now get it to Gazelle. Now the Irish in front court with 38 seconds to go in the half. High post pass to Warwick. Nobody open side kick out to Guest. Guest throws it cross court right to Finney. As soon as he threw it, he knew he shouldn't have. Finney goes the other way, goes up strong, and lays it in. Finney leads the Kodiaks with 7 points. Gazelle tried to pick up the charge call, but they didn't let him get away with a little semi-flop. Pass to the elbow, the Quattle goes through his hands. Finney comes up with the loose ball. Finney goes the other way, and he'll lay it in. Finney scores 2 buckets in a row. The 5'10 junior has 9 points. Wood will fire it up to try to beat the buzzer. It's off the mark at the half. Here at the Wenatchee Valley Community College Native American Classic Tournament in the first evening of the tournament. The Irish lead at the half 40-17 against the Cascade Kodiaks out of Leavenworth, Washington. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
DeSales up 40-17 at the half, and I know I have at least one fan that listens back home, and a particular fan that's not afraid to let me know when I'm making mistakes. And I don't know why I've been doing this year, but every once in a while, the Phelan brothers, their twin brothers, Maddox and Manning, and sometimes I get into this little routine where I start calling them the Manning brothers, and that certainly is not the case. It's Maddox and Manning Phelan, but they have hooked up for some nice plays together. Manning Phelan leads all scorers with 13 points, and his brother Maddox has a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three and at least one really nice assist to Manning Phelan. So there, we'll clarify that. You'd think after all these years I wouldn't make so many mistakes, but I still do. Irish and Cascade were locked into a pretty even first part of that first quarter. Both teams trying to kind of figure each other out. It was 6-5 at one point, and then DeSales pushed it out to a comfortable lead. And then by the end of the quarter, it was 17-11, a very competitive first quarter. But then the Irish really got it going in the second quarter. Coach Wood able to play his players in two platoon style as six different DeSales players scored in the second quarter, and they outscored Cascade 23-6 in the second quarter. In fact, Cascade had only one field goal until the final minute of the quarter when Julian Feeney hit on back-to-back possessions in the final minute for Cascade. So the Irish firmly in control of this one, 40-17. We'll take a look at the schedule of upcoming games when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Sales up 40-17 against the Cascade of Leavenworth Kodiaks. And tomorrow, the Irish boys will tip off at 11 a.m. against Tulalip Heritage. That should be a really good matchup. Tulalip Heritage brings back their complete roster for the most part, as far as I can tell from my notes. And DeSales beat Tulalip last year in the state quarterfinals. Irish on their way to finishing third in the state last year for the third straight year. And Tulalip Heritage beat Lake Roosevelt in the first game of this doubleheader in this tournament, 60-57. Lake Roosevelt, a 2B program, made it to state last year, and in this tournament last year, DeSales was defeated by Lake Roosevelt. I think it was the only regular season loss for the Irish. And so Tulalip Heritage will be a huge test for the Irish boys tomorrow. Cascades, Kodiaks, obviously outmatched right now. Irish up 40-17. The girls are not in action this weekend. Both girls and boys will travel to Touche on Monday. Girls will tip off at 6, boys at 7:30. And then Tuesday, a very, very, very short road trip. Walla Walla Valley Academy at Walla Walla Valley Academy in College Place. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. So the Irish will have played, by the end of that stretch, will have played 4 games in 5 days, starting with this game here against Cascade. Both teams are back out warming up. We'll take one more break, come back with the halftime stats and second half action. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Let's look at the halftime stats as the teams are huddled up with their coaches now, getting ready for the start of the second half. Coach Sean Erickson for the Cascade Kodiaks, you got 8 players in the ball game in the first half. 1, 2, 3 of them scored points. 4 for Max Spiegel, 4 for Thayer Robinson, and 9 points for Julian Finney. F-E-E-N-E-Y, Finney or Feeney, the 5'10 junior, has their only Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3, and has a total of 9 points. For Coach Wood, he's got everybody in the ball game who's suited up tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players. 9 of them have scored. 3 for Maddox Filand, 2 for Jason Guest, 3 for Jackson Gazelle, 6 for Spencer Green, 6 for Cohen Wood, 4 for Malachi Raymond, and 13 points for Manning Filand, the 5'10 senior. 5 2-point field goals and 1 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. The Irish have hit 4 3-pointers in the ballgame. Maddox has one, Jake Warwick has one, Jackson Gazelle has one, and Manning Filand has one. We're underway in the second half. The Irish will work to my left and the top row of the bleachers here at Wenatchee Valley Community College. Bleachers on only one side of the gym here. And it'll be the starting five of the Irish. It's swinging around to Raymond. He fire three. It won't go. Manning Filand with the rebound. Puts it up with the left hand. Won't go. Rebound by Spiegel. Up court comes the Kodiaks. Gibbs getting the right corner to Robinson. Both teams start the second half with the same group of players that started the game. Now left wing pass. Actually, Graham Campbell, 6'1 senior, who did not start the game, is in there. Now to Finney on the baseline. His shot's up. It's an air ball. Right through Spiegel's hands to Cohen Wood. Now to Green in the front court to Maddox Filand. Maddox will drive it in, kick in the corner to Raymond. Up top to Green. 3 on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebounded out of there by Thayer Robinson. A minute into the third quarter. Irish up 40-17. Right wing pass goes to Gibbs. Gibbs gets it over to Finney. Finney tries to get a screen. Won't use it. Green cuts him off. Now Wood steals it from him, and Wood from on his back gives it to Green, and now to Maddox Filand. Good defense by Green and Wood. Now Maddox to Malachi in the corner, now down low to Manning. Up top to Green, swing it to Maddox, to Raymond on the baseline, to Wood, inside to Maddox. Excuse me, Manning. Manning, a little hook shot, and traffic won't go. Neither team has scored here in the second half. DeSales did not commit a foul in the first half. The Irish are 2 for 2 at the line as Cascade Christian only committed 2 fouls. So it's been a very quickly played game, and there's the first foul of the game on the Irish as the Kodiaks dump it down low to Max Spiegel, and Manning Filand reaches in trying to knock it away. Finney's going to get a break, and into the game for Cascade is Evan Salmon, a 5'9 freshman. Baseline pass goes to Gibbs. 15-footer air ball chased down by Spiegel in the right corner. Up top it goes to Campbell. Campbell, deep three by Campbell. It's an air ball. Goes right to Malachi Raymond. A little long. Malachi puts the brakes on in front of the Irish bench. Now gets it to Maddox. Swinging to Spencer. Spencer drives to the left elbow. Kick out to Manning. Malachi, 3 on the way. Won't go. Rebound, Spiegel. Spiegel outlet to Campbell. Rough start to the second half for both teams. Neither team has scored here 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Up top to Campbell. Back to Robinson. Robinson loses the handle temporarily. The Green on now gets it to Salmon, the freshman. Dribbles to the left, hands it off to Campbell. Shot clock at 7. Cascade isn't even got a look. Campbell goes baseline, gets it to Salmon. Salmon puts up a shot at the shot clock buzzer. Off the mark, Wood with the rebound to Green. Ahead to Malachi Raymond, who is behind the defense, but can't find room to get a shot, so they'll set up, swing it to Maddox Filand. 3 on the way, won't go. Tipped by Green, won't go. Rebound, Robinson. Coach Wood, hands across the chest, arms across the chest. Now Green with the steal, dies on the floor. From his back, hits Wood. Wood looking for somebody to pass it off to. He'll get it to Maddox Filand. Now to Green on the baseline. Now right elbow to Manning. Up top to Wood, to Maddox. Maddox, head fake, drive to the basket, can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. The Sales, offensively, they are overpassing. It seems like they always want to make that extra pass. And I'm just wondering if they're just, I don't know, they're just not really in sync offensively. Maddox Filand's first free throw is off the mark. That foul was on Spiegel, his second. And Thayer Robinson's going to sit down, and Matthew Oakes, a 5'9 freshman, will check in. So Cascade has 2 freshmen in the game right now. Maddox's second free throw is good. He hits one of two. He's got 4 points. First point of the second half doesn't come till the 4:42 mark of the third quarter. Campbell drives in. Got away with a little travel, a little head fake. Op skipping a jump, misses shot. Rebound tipped and saved, but right to DeSales. Now to Malachi Raymond, and he's fouled trying to pass it off to Wood. Malachi looks more fluid at both ends of the floor than he has so far. Still not up to what I was used to seeing him from him last year, in my opinion. Inbound to Max Fine. Now to Wood on the block. He'll put up an 8-footer off the glass. Won't go. Rebound by Salmon. The sales passing the ball a lot, but it's kind of like, should I shoot it? Should I not shoot it? It just, nothing seems in rhythm for the Irish offensively. And there's a travel call on Cascade. As Evan Salmon, the freshman, tries to put on the brakes as he headed the other way. Spencer Green's going to come out of the ball game, and Jackson Gazelle is in. Manning Filan comes out. Jake Warwick into the ball game. Coming in also for Cascade, Kyler Wilder, another freshman. So three freshmen on the floor for Cascade right now. And then Gibbs is a sophomore, and Spiegel is a senior. Long shot by Raymond. It's off the mark, chased down the corner by Gazelle. Up top to Maddox Filan. Maddox drives at the top key, right wing to Gazelle. Baseline to Warwick. 17-footer on the way. He's got it. So to Sales. Good ball movement. Very young team on the floor right now for Cascade. Irish up 43-17. Gazelle knocks away from Spiegel. Ball ahead to Warwick. To Raymond, and Malachi Raymond lays it in. Malachi's got six. Irish up 45-17. Now bringing in front court is Oaks. Maddox filing on him, the senior against the freshman. Now they'll swing it over to Salmon. Salmon dribbling right to left, kick left corner to Gibbs. He'll fire three off the iron, won't go, rebound Warwick. Warwick will get it to Maddox filing. Maddox will bring it into front court, right wing to Malachi Raymond. Ball fake, goes baseline, dumps it right to the cutting Cazell. Cazell misses the lay-in, gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Maddox Filan. Three on the way, off the iron won't go. Rebound Gibbs. Irish up 45-17. Irish have outscored Cascade 5-0 in the third quarter. Rough third quarter to watch, quite frankly. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Ball knocked off the leg of a DeSales player and out of bounds. Caleb Bingham will check in. Cohen Wood will come out of the ball game. Spiegel sits down, 6'3 senior. And Gene Witt comes back in. Oaks, the freshman, has the ball out of bounds. Up between the circles, deep left wing pass goes to Gibbs. Gibbs goes baseline, cut off. Back to the basket, still holding the ball. Now gets it to Salmon. Salmon takes a tough shot against Gazelle's. Air ball goes right to Gibbs. He's put back, won't go. He gets it back again, puts it up strong, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And Gazelle is on the floor. I think he might have got his ankle turned a bit. We'll see if he can get up okay on his own. So Milo Gibbs, 6-foot sophomore, really working hard under there, and he's going to get a couple free throw opportunities. The foul was on Bingham. Bingham's first. So first free throw attempts of the game for the Kodiaks, and they'll try to score their first point of the second half. Gibbs' first free throws off the mark. Gazelle is up and staying in the game. He's trying to walk off that turned ankle. Best way to do it is walk it off. As soon as you sit down, it's going to tighten up. Gibbs misses both free throws. Rebound tipped by Malachi Raymond. He went up high for it, and then he fell awkwardly, and it went out of bounds off to Sales. Sales' body language, they're hustling and playing hard, but at times they're like, what's going on here? I think they're a little frustrated. I mean, we should be further ahead of these guys. But nice cut to the basket by Oaks. The freshman misses a shot. Raymond with the rebound gets it to Maddox Filan. Maddox up court to Gazelle. To the cutter, Bingham, and Bingham collides with Milo Gibbs. I think Milo Gibbs thought the ball was coming right to him. He went to grab the ball. Caleb flashed in front of him and caught it. And basically, Milo Gibbs clamped his hands down on Caleb's head and fouled him. 2:02 to go, third quarter. Irish were up 40-17 at the half. And then the Irish throw it away on the inbound. Gibbs with the steal. Now he'll bring it into front court. I checked that was Witt with the steal. Now to Salmon. Salmon, the freshman, his shot won't go. Rebound tip's going to go out of bounds. Tice Wood is checked in for Maddox Filan. Now Cazell will come out. Jason Guest checks in. 1:45 to go, third quarter. So all five reserves are now in the game. Nick Quaddle, Caleb Bingham, Jake Warwick, Jason Guest, and Tice Wood are in the game. Now to Quaddle. Up top it goes to Guest. Guest loses the handle. Ball's taken away by Salmon, the freshman. To Oakes, another freshman. Oakes drives in the lane, loses the handle, got a whistle and a contact foul on the drive. So three freshman players in for Cascade. The foul was on Jason Guest, his first. Irish didn't commit a foul in the first half. They've committed three here in the quarter. They get to Oakes, drives to the foul line, no room to shoot, kick out top to Gibbs. Back to Oakes, Guest on Oakes. Oakes spins to the basket, loses the handle, hits the deck. We got a whistle and a foul. Matthew Oakes, 5'9", freshman, playing hard. And I think that's on Jason Guest again. So Jason picks up his second foul. So after committing no first half fouls, the Irish have committed four here in the third quarter. So Cascade will shoot free throws on defensive fouls against the Irish the rest of the quarter. Gibbs drives to the basket, Witt knocked away by Quaddle. Head to Warwick, now to Wood. Back to Quaddle. Quaddle cross court pass to Guest. High post pass now Warwick to Wood inside to Bingham. He puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound at Gibbs. Gibbs outlet to Oakes. Or check that, that's Wilder. Wilder to Salmon. Down low to Witt. Witt kicks it out to Oakes. Three on the way. Air ball goes right to Quaddle. Nick Quaddle with a good rebounding position. To Wood in the front court to Guest. Back to Wood. Tice kicks out to Quaddle. Quaddle at the high post now. Warwick, right corner Wood, catch and shoot three on the way, out the iron won't go. Long rebound to Warwick, has it stripped by Oakes. Oakes, a freshman, is going to go the other way and miss the lay-in. Rebound, Tice Wood. Tice, freshman for the Irish, a lot of young players out there for both teams. Swinging to Guest, down low to Bingham just before the third quarter clock runs to zeros. Bingham lays it in for his first basket of the game. Well, that was about as ragged as it gets. But the Irish lead after three quarters, 47-17. The Sales outscores Cascade 7-0 in the third quarter. We'll be right back for the final 8 minutes on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, OMAC Washington has been the first 2 years of this tournament has been a participant that the Irish have matched up with, but they had to back out of the tournament schedule, and Cascade has been the replacement. It's been a tough night for and a tough season for the Kodiaks, and the Irish not really executing great. But Coach Wood using his opportunity to get all his guys in the ballgame. And his group that was on the court at the end of the third quarter will start the second half, and there's a loose ball that the Irish come up with, and the Irish come the other way offensively, and then a reaching in and fouling is Wilder, the freshman. He fouls Jason Guest. That's the first foul on Kyler Wilder, 5'10 freshman. Guest gets it down low to Bingham. Bingham finds Warwick wide open for the lay-in. Bingham on the right block, got double-teamed and threw a beautiful pass to the nice cut by Warwick. Irish up 49-17. Scoreboard over there, they got so used to no points being scored, they didn't put it up on the scoreboard. There's a deep one by Oakes, and he's got a three. Matthew Oakes, the 5'9 freshman. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. So they did not put the basket up on the board for the Irish. And now the guy running the score clock is looking down at the book, keepers, and they're going to try to get it up there. Now Finney knocks it away from Warwick. Here comes Oak with the loose ball. Oak's little jump stop in the lane. He lays it in. Matthew Oakes, 5'9 freshman. Back-to-back basket. So Cascade, after not scoring in the third quarter, have scored on their last two possessions here to start the fourth quarter. Right wing pass to Guest. Looking inside for Bingham. Nobody open up top to work. 16-footer right elbow. Won't go. Rebound. Bingham has it slapped away by Finney. Loose ball picked up by Oakes. Been saying Oakes' his name a lot. Down to front court comes Kyler Wilder. Back to Oakes. Fires a three. Won't go. Rebound Spiegel. Spiegel kicks it back out to Oakes. Through his hands, he'll chase it down between the circles. Coach Wood will send his starting five back to the scorer's table to check in. Left wing pass to Salmon. Salmon on the drive goes up over Wood. Shot won't go. Rebound Guest. 49-22 Irish. Jason Guest into front court. High post pass to work. Quick kick out to Wood. Right corner to Quaddle. Thought about a three. Won't take it. Quaddle throws it right back out front. Stolen by Feeney. Feeney will go up and lay it in. The Kodiaks steal it. Feeney stole it away from Warwick. Misses a shot. Rebound by Wood. Timeout to Sales. So Coach Wood is going to go and get his starting group back in. The Kodiaks have some nice success in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. They score 7 points after not scoring in the third quarter. The Sales still firmly in control, 49-24 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, and you know, when you sign up for, you know, these, the first two Native American Classic tournaments was high-level basketball. Everybody was in the tournament. And this game, quite frankly, it's not much energy going on. The Irish boys just got to find a way to keep running their stuff and get better. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, Manning Filan, Cone Wood, and Malachi Raymond, the starting five, are back in there. They get it to Wood at the foul line area. His shot barely nicks the front rim. Rebound, Cascade. Just up court to Spiegel. Kick out to Feeney. Three on the way. He's got it. Julian Feeney. 14 points for the 5'10 junior. And the Kodiaks have outscored the Irish 10-2 here in the fourth quarter. Pass up top to Green. Catch and shoot. Three straight away. He's got it. Rattles that one home. Spencer's first. Hank Warden. Edward Jones three. He's got 9 points. Irish up 52-27. Pass down low to Spiegel. He's backing in on Manning Fyden. No room to shoot. Kick out to Salmon. Salmon for three. He's got it. Evan Salmon, a 5'9 freshman. Left-handed three ball. Cascades going off. No points in the third quarter. They scored 13 here in the fourth quarter. Woods got it in the left corner. Now gets it to Green on the left wing. Now left elbow to Manning Filan. Get to Maddox. Maddox drives the foul line. Kick out to Green. Three on the way out. The iron won't go. Rebounded by Robinson. Robinson gets it to Oakes. Oakes into front court. Spins to the basket. Gets two players in the air and scores it. Matthew Oakes, 7 points in the quarter for the freshman. And now we've got a timeout as Feeney was on the floor. I think his shoe came off and his ankle is twisted, so they'll get him out of the game. And Gene Witt will check in for him. Feeney, 14 points for Cascade, which is actually high point for the whole game. Manning Filan has 13, all those in the first half. Sales has only scored 12 points here in the second half. Pass inside for Manning Filan, knocked away by the Kodiaks. Loose ball picked up by Witt. Witt gets the ball to Oakes. Oakes swing it over to Gibbs. Witt. Now out to Oakes, three on the way. It's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Coach Wood has five fresh players set to check in. Just playing his guys in about 1 minute spurts, looks like, or 2 minutes at the most. So Jackson Gazelle, Tice Wood, Jake Warwick, Caleb Bingham, and Nicholas Quattle in the ballgame. Left wing pass goes to Gazelle. Gazelle, cross court to Wood. Down low to Bingham. Bingham dumps it into Warwick, has it knocked away. They ran that play earlier, and it was a lay-in for Warwick. That time, the Kodiak defense was a little more ready. Robinson knocked it out of bounds. Tice Wood will inbound under the basket. Lob it up high inside, stolen away by the Kodiaks. Oakes has it after Thayer Robinson had knocked it away. Oakes, crossover dribble, gets to the foul line. No room to shoot. Kick out to Robinson. Swing it over to Salmon. A little ball fake. Salmon jump stop down on the baseline. Shot is blocked by Tice Wood. Loose ball picked up by Bingham to Gazelle. Now back to Tice Wood. So Tice, the freshman, blocking the shot of another freshman. Left wing pass goes to Quattle. Quattle, two dribbles up top now between the circles to Wood. Right wing to Gazelle. 2:29 to go. A very quickly played game. Bingham gets it down low. Takes a shot, won't go, but he's fouled by Max Spiegel. That's three on Spiegel. Stops the clock with 2:24 to go in the game. Caleb Bingham will shoot two free throws. Has been a fast game. Very few Excuse me. Sorry about that. That one snuck up on me. Bingham's first free throw is off the mark. Anyway, there haven't been very many fouls called. The Kodiaks have gone to the free throw line just once the whole game. They're 0 for 2. And now Oakes, the freshman, will come out. Nice fourth quarter, 7 points. Spiegel comes out as well as Finney comes back in. And Bingham hits the second free throw. Caleb's got 3 points. 53-32 Irish. The Sales boys will get the win, it looks like, for sure. Go to 7-2. And they'll have a really tough matchup against Tulalip Heritage tomorrow. The second day of this tournament, tipping off at 11 a.m. Kodiaks turn it over down to my right, and now Tice Wood will get the inbound pass from Gazelle after the ball went out of bounds. And now into front court to Warwick. Pass up top to Quattle, off the mark. Quattle tries to save it. He will. To Warwick, or excuse me, to Gazelle. Back to Quattle, right wing now to Wood. Now top of the key with it is Warwick. Swing it over to Gazelle. Head fake, driving the lane. Goes up strong and scores it. Jackson Gazelle has 5 points, and the Irish are up 55-32. Up top it goes to Salmon. Salmon drive kick out to Robinson. Robinson to Witt, and we've got some contact inside. They're going to call an offensive foul on number 20, Noah Compson, a 6-foot senior, is in for the first time. Moving screen on Noah Compson. and 1:28 to go. Irish up 55-32. Tice Wood gets it on the right wing to Guess. High post now to Quattle. Back to Guess on the baseline. Dumps it down to Bingham. Bingham goes up strong, too strong. Air ball rebounded out of there by Thayer Robinson. To Finney, down low to Salmon. Tried to get behind the defense, get it to Copson. After the Irish collapse on defense, Bingham takes it away from Copson. And now Tice Wood will bring it back up court. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Guess gets it in the lane to Bingham. Bingham has it slapped away by Finney. Loose ball picked up by Sam. Another Irish turnover. Inside a minute to go now. Witt on the drive puts it up strong. Too strong. Rebound Jason Guess. Guess is fouled from behind by Witt. That's Witt's first foul. 42.7 seconds to go in the ball game. DeSales up 55-32. Tice Wood will bring it up court. Right wing pass goes to Guess. He checks the clock. Shot clock at 18. Get it to Quattle. 15-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound Finney. Finney up court to Colson. Colson left wide open. Nobody got back. That's Copson. C-O-P-S-O-N. Noah Copson, the senior, who didn't get in until the fourth quarter. He's got a big smile on his face as he hits a bucket. 55-34 Irish. 10 seconds to go. Jackson Gazelle will just dribble it out. And DeSales will win it here on the first night of this Native American Classic tournament by a score of 55-34. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live for the final game of the first day of this Native American Classic Tournament. The Irish boys beat Cascade of Leavenworth, Washington by a score of 55-34. The Irish were up 17-11 after 8 minutes. It was 6-5 early in the quarter. Then the Irish pushed it out to a little bit of a lead, led by 6 at the end of the first quarter. Then the Irish really got after the Kodiaks in the second quarter, outscoring them 23-6, up 40-17 at the half. And then the second half was, quite frankly, kind of tough to watch at times. DeSales guys at times looked like they were just passing it around, say, okay, you shoot, no, I'll shoot. Little disorganized, I don't say disorganized, but disinterested maybe. I shouldn't be on them too much, but sometimes it's hard to be in sync against a team that struggles like Cascade has this year. It was DeSales outscored Cascade 7-0 in the third quarter. And then to the Kodiak's credit, they played hard throughout the fourth quarter. Coach Wood was subbing his guys in groups about every 2 minutes. They outscored DeSales 17-8 in the third quarter. So the Kodiaks, after not scoring in the third quarter, equaled their total for the first half with 17 fourth quarter points. DeSales wins at 55-34. They go to 7-2 on the season. Cascade of Leavenworth goes to 2-7 on the season. They will play Lake Roosevelt tomorrow at the Toyota Center. DeSales will have the 11 a.m. game. They will play Tulalip Heritage, and that'll be a very, very stiff test for the Irish. They played Tulalip in the state quarterfinals last year, beat the Hawks of Tulalip Heritage, but Tulalip Heritage has their whole roster back, and they beat a very good program in Lake Roosevelt in the first game of this tournament by a score of 60-57. So the Irish boys are going to have to turn it up several notches against Tulalip tomorrow for that 11 a.m. tip-off. We'll go ahead and look at individual scoring for both teams. Coach Sean Erickson's Cascade Kodiaks, he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game unofficially. Six of them scored points. 2 for Noah Copson. 3 for Evan Salmon on a fourth quarter Edward Jones 3-point field goal. Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3-point field goal. Max Spiegel had 4. 4 points for Thayer Robinson. Matthew Oakes, just a freshman, 7 points all in the fourth quarter. And then Julian Feeney ends up leading all scorers. The 5'10 junior scored in the first, second, and fourth quarter. He leads all scorers with 14 points. The Kodiaks went to the free throw line just once and were 0 for 2. DeSales, Coach Wood got all 12 of his guys in the ballgame. 9 of them scored points. 2 for Jason Guest. 3 for Caleb Bingham. 4 for Maddox Phelan. 5 for Jackson Gazelle. 6 for Cohen Wood. 6 for Malachi Raymond. 7 for Jake Warwick. 9 for Spencer Green. And 13 points for Manning Phelan, all in the first half. And he's going to be our player of game, not necessarily because he is a high point player, but when the game was still somewhat competitive, Manning Phelan was the most productive Irish player, scoring all 13 of his points in the first half. 5 2-point field goals and 1 Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3-point field goal. So Manning is our Dairy Queen player of the game for this contest. Only 6 free throws shot by the Irish. They are 4-6. Actually, only 6. Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Only 11 total fouls called in the game. Very quick ball game. It's in the books. The Irish are 7-2. A win and no injuries, as far as I could tell. And with that, I'd like to thank you for listening back in the Walla Walla Valley or somewhere on the internet, anywhere in the world. And please patronize all of our great sponsors. Without them, we could not bring these broadcasts to you. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Gabe. And with that, this is Mike Spee saying God bless. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you on the airwaves tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. tip-off against Tulalip Heritage. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.